This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of inmates at the Waupun State Prison are keeping up the pressure for reforms. Family, friends, and former inmates held a protest Sunday. Meanwhile, supporters of former employees who face felony charges say four recent deaths at Waupun were not their fault. They're calling for more accountability from the corrections department. Governor Evers is calling for an independent audit of Milwaukee Public Schools. Milwaukee has been dealing with budget cuts and accounting problems that led the superintendent to resign. The state is still waiting for a financial report from Milwaukee that was due last fall. Observers say four state Senate seats are competitive this year as Democrats try to take the majority in as soon as 2 years.
If you don't win all four, you're okay. You can get there. If you win just two, that's really tough. That makes it challenging. So for Democrats, they want three. Three gives them a pretty good chance for 2026.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Ann Jacobs is the new chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She won a 2-year term by unanimous vote yesterday. The panel oversees Wisconsin's election process, which is run by clerks at the local level. Wisconsin small business owners say they're worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap from recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are due to expire at the end of next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. In 2023, Winnebago County saw a record number, 47 overdose deaths. The majority of those overdose deaths occurred in individuals ages 18 to 44. Jennifer Skolaski, project manager of Winnebago County Overdose Fatality Review.
In the past few years, we've seen an increase of the 25 to 54 age range that people are dying of overdose deaths. This year was the first year we went under 20 for kids dying from overdose deaths.
31 of those 47 deaths were related to fentanyl. Republican Tony Weed will remain on the ballots as a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. Monday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission rejected a complaint filed by former Green Bay Alderman Tony Thiessen, alleging that signature collectors were misleading electors by saying the signatures were for housing for the homeless. The Elections Commission determined all headers and paperwork were correct. Weed faces State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in a Republican primary in August. The winner of that will go to face Democrat Kristen Lierley for the position vacated by Mike Gallagher. A former guard at Green Bay Correctional Institution was sentenced to a year in prison and 4 years probation for pushing a woman into a fire pit during a party at her home. 33-year-old Shane Nolan was found guilty of 2 counts of felony substantial battery and disorderly conduct for pushing 32-year-old Desiree Cross into a fire, causing third-degree burns to her right arm and burns and injuries to her left wrist and chin. Green Bay's early in-person absentee voters may have more locations to cast their vote in addition to City Hall. The City of Green Bay is considering the Johnsonville Tailgate Village, Lambeau Field, and St. Bernard Church as additional absentee voting locations. The council will discuss the additional voting locations at its meeting tonight. In-person absentee voting starts July 30th for the August primary and October 22nd for the November general election. 35-year-old Alan Finch of Luxembourg is sentenced to 25 years behind bars for repeated physical abuse of a young girl. Finch pleaded no contest to repeated acts of physical abuse to a child causing great bodily harm, chronic neglect of a child, and causing mental harm to a child. Finch's wife, 40-year-old Dawn Jimenez, pleaded not guilty to similar charges. A status conference on her case will be held July 18th. The Green Bay Area School District is considering consolidation proposals that call for the closure of Elmore, Langlade, and MacArthur Elementary Schools to counteract reduced funding and falling enrollments. Part of the proposal includes a multi-million dollar referendum to build a new 600-student school to replace Kennedy Elementary. The school board will vote on the proposal June 24th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Churio did it in the third, followed by Willy Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willy.
That was a bomb.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just 3 hits over 7 innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NBA. Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a 2-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL. 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers minicamp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us in not having a number one guy, a true number one guy. But I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Comedian and actor George Lopez is at odds with a California casino after his show ended 30 minutes early. According to Deadline, the comedian got into it with hecklers from the stage. Lopez and his security team claim the club did nothing to calm the unruly crowd, making Lopez feel unsafe. The Eagle Mountain Casino in Porterville, California sees it differently, posting on Facebook that Lopez yelled at the audience and his security team did nothing to ease the tension or remove anyone. Either way, you don't hear of a comedian heckling the audience and removing himself very often. There is a new Lord of the Rings film in the works. Producer Peter Jackson is at work on Lord of the Rings: The Hunt for Gollum. If you're wondering if Sir Ian McClellan would return to play Gandalf, he is willing, but he has one condition, saying he will do it only if he's alive. Such a diva. McClellan told the Times of London there is no script, no plan, and no offer, but seemed open to doing it. Here's one of Pete's picks. Richard Linklater's latest film, Hitman, starring and co-written by lead actor Glenn Powell, is really good. Powell plays a college professor but works for the police by night, pretending to be a hitman to entrap those looking to have people killed. The story is filled with fun turns, suspense, sweet romance, and is based on a true story. Hitman can be streamed on Netflix and received excellent reviews. What do you do to help restore your image after you accost the host of the Oscars? You show that you are a man of the people by watching your new film Bad Boys: Ride or Die with the commoners. That is what Will Smith did, actually sitting right in the middle of a crowded theater. The actor revealed himself after the end credits. Oh yeah. And you also make sure fan reaction is captured on TikTok by the theater manager, and that there's another camera outside to capture the glory. When Smith went in for handshakes or hugs, most flinched, but no one was slapped. He is back. When given the chance to ride or die this past weekend, the box office chose to ride, thanks to the latest installment of Bad Boys: Ride or Die. The Will Smith comeback vehicle and fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise raked in $56 million at the domestic box office and topped $105 million globally. A nice boost for theater owners who are hoping for more good fortune next weekend with the release of Inside Out 2. The animated sequel is expected to pull in $110 million globally. Kid and family-friendly films have kept the box office at least somewhat respectable this summer, with the strength of Garfield and John Krasinski's If. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Garfield in second place, If was number 3, horror film and directorial debut for Ishana Shyamalan's The Watchers opened in fourth place, and it was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes at number 5. Bad Boys' 97% approval rating with audiences should give the film and box office legs for weeks to come. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. We'll see a high near 72. For tonight, chance of a shower or storm. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low near 60. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms, and a low around 68. Sun for Thursday.
Right now, it's 58.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.